I'm here. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for all the work you've been doing. I don't know if anybody out there doesn't know yet, but the Watershed Post has been the place to find any information about what's been going on since the storm began Saturday afternoon. And perhaps, Julia, you can give us a kind of an overview of what's the situation now?
Certainly. We're flooded with requests for help because I would guess scores, if not, I would say scores of maybe over 100 people are still stranded in their homes throughout the Catskills. The two hot spots are in the Olivarria Valley and Shandaken in Ulster County, and many people throughout Greene County, the sort of Catskill Mountain western part, Lexington, Spruceton, Westkill. There's very little information coming out of there, and I have to say the most disturbing part of it is that the Greene County Emergency Services don't even know about some of it. I was on the phone with the county administrator of Greene County today, who was great, Sean Godin, but he didn't know of a report we had heard in East Jewett of about 100 special needs campers being stranded in East Jewett. You know, it's been cold out there. It's been 45 degrees at night. This is serious, really, really serious, and we have launched a stranded persons spreadsheet on our website in the hopes that people can report people they know are stranded so that we can help emergency responders realize who's out there and who needs to be tracked down. So it's bad.
You have several spreadsheets on your webpage right now. The road closures from, what's his name, Dan?
Yes, Dan. I actually am forgetting his last name. You'll have to pardon me. We met him over Twitter, and he's a consultant, a GIS expert, and he's been doing a fantastic job helping us map data.
And what other resources do you have on your webpage that people can use?
We have a whole page called, well, basically go to the homepage, and we've listed the most pertinent flood-related resources right at the top. We have an interactive spreadsheet not only of stranded people, we also have one of donation and relief resources throughout the Catskills. I was on the phone earlier today with a woman from the United Way of Delaware County who is putting together a relief fund where she will be able to accept donations. And while it's only for Delaware County right now, she'll be able to accept donations in a pinch for other counties and not charge any fee or anything like that, because we've been flooded, ha-ha, with offers from people across the state and the country of money, of food, of help, and we haven't really put an infrastructure in place to channel that kind of generosity. So the United Way is a good starting place. And that's really the only lead I know of so far. I've dragooned a whole bunch of other people, volunteers, a couple of volunteers have started a Catskills Flood Relief Forum. They're managing a lot of these requests. Some upstart groups on Facebook have been managing relief. But honestly, the worst off people are the ones who we haven't heard from yet because they don't have power and they're stranded behind outed bridges in Greene County, in Schoharie Valley. The Schoharie Valley is a huge mess. And nobody knows anything about it except for the governor who did a helicopter tour of it yesterday. But information isn't coming out of there because the emergency services people had to evacuate their own emergency services headquarters at least once because it was close to the base of the Gilboa Dam, which did not break. It's a total mess.
Which towns and villages are these ones that you say are still out of communication?
Well, I did an update on the town of Lexington in Greene County. It's very close to Ulster County. It's up Route 42, which is completely washed out, which we know from one guy who managed to make his way from Hunter along Route 23A along the Schoharie Creek to Lexington yesterday. Somehow he has photos of cars washed out in the Schoharie Creek. He has photos of a bridge, Pushman's Bridge, in Lexington, completely out, along with Bush's Bridge, and houses and people trapped on the other side of it.
You guys just posted that a little while ago, right?
Yep.
Those photos. And
I'm working on I have stuff that's coming in that I need to process, a video from Durham, Oak Creek, I believe it is, Oak Hollow, I'm not exactly sure what the name is.
Oak Hill is
big video of flooding in there.
Oak Hill is the community, yeah.
I'll be posting that soon. So Durham seems to have had some trouble. Windham is a horrible mess, but it's not as bad as Prattsville, which is completely gone. Prattsville is destroyed.
What about the museum?
Do you know anything about the Zadok Pratt Museum? in Prattsville?
You know, I haven't heard anything specifically about the Zadig Pratt Museum. I know from looking at pictures and hearing people that if it was on Main Street, it's gone. I don't know where it was. Do you guys know exactly where it was?
I believe it was on Main Street.
Yeah, we're not positive.
Everything in Prattsville, anywhere on Main Street near the river, is gone. The floodwaters, like, destroyed the structures.
It's just, what can people do? What would you, if somebody wants to help, you know, the police and the National Guard don't want people traveling into Prattsville and into Wyndham.
They don't. Honestly, the county, especially Greene County, I don't think they know who is in trouble yet, so at least the people who are difficult to reach. So helping us figure out who's stranded and getting that information to the county with a phone call or with our spreadsheet is a huge help. So if you know anybody who knows anybody in these communities I've just mentioned, help them figure out who is unaccounted for. I don't mean to say this so many times, but Greene County Emergency Services is completely overwhelmed. They don't know everything, and they need to know things. I don't think anyone is... I don't know. It's a dangerous situation out there. It really is. So talking to your friends and neighbors in these communities. If you don't know anyone in these communities and you want to help, we need help organizing information on our site, desperately. Anyone who has an internet connection and some free time, I can commandeer you. You send me an email at editor@watershedpost.com, and we'll set you up helping with the spreadsheet of missing people, helping find people, helping organize the donation efforts. Like, do you guys know of a fund in Greene County that will go to Greene County flood victims?
Not a fund. I know there's some specific, like, local actions that businesses are taking, like the Big Top. We just had the Big Top tent people on. They're accepting donations that are going to go straight to Prattsville.
That kind of thing I would love, because people are trying to get donations and supplies into the places that need them, and I don't have all that information yet. So putting the donation stuff into our donation spreadsheet would be great. There's a great woman who's running a Wyndham Flood Relief Facebook page. She could use help. I've urged people, if they really want to help, set up a Facebook page for the town you want to help and just become an information conduit, because the thing that's really not flowing here is information, and the more we delay, you know, the more glut is going to happen. So we need help processing information, and you can always send money to the United Way. I'm not sure who else is collecting aside from, I think the Wyndham Firehouse is collecting donations, cash donations. I've been told not to send clothing. Clothing doesn't work, especially not in a flooding situation, usually molds. But food, non-perishable foods to most local firehouses. That's what I hear, but honestly, coordinating the recovery effort is quite a big deal, and I've never done it before. So anybody who wants to help us organize Catskills Flooding Relief for Greene and Ulster, please get in touch with me.
The oil spill in Schoharie, is that, do you know, have you get any more information about that?
I just have got that alarming one-line headline. I don't know anything else about it. I do have a former New York Daily News reporter on the ground in Schoharie County today. She'll be checking in, and actually I should give her a call and ask her what she's heard about it. Schoharie County is blasted. The whole valley floor of the Schoharie Valley was flooded over, cows drowned. It's difficult to get around. As I said, the emergency people moved several times, so it's difficult to even get information right now. So I know very little about that, but we will be working on that story.
And anything else that I know you need to get back to, all the things that you've got to get back to, but anything else that is vital information for the people in Greene County to know about?
Honestly, you guys are a great resource. I don't know if you get all the way to the western part of Greene County. I don't know if your signal reaches that far. But if anybody has a radio telling them it's okay and people are coming, I think people really need to hear that. I was talking to people who are stranded in the Olivaria Road section of Shandaken today, and they just didn't feel like anybody even cared. There are people who have been stranded up that road for 3 days, and I'm sure the situation is the same in Lexington. So getting people to communicate to the people who are stranded, to let them know help is coming, is important. Also, and excuse me, I should have mentioned this earlier, the Greene County Emergency Services are indeed accepting donations of food and water. And they told me they want to control the flow of those donations to sort of get the aid to where it's most needed. And I was given a number, and of course I don't have it. Maybe you have it in front of me.
I don't have it in front of me, no, but we'll both probably get that in front of us in the next few minutes, and we can go to our individual websites.
Here I go. I got it. It's 635-5115 in Carroll. That's the EOC Center. That's where Sean Groden said that donations need to be sent. Excuse me if I don't remember the area code. I'm betting it's 518.
Yeah, it is 518. It's right behind the Angela Cano Park where the dry ice is being distributed right now.
Excellent. So 518-635-5115. Call the EOC. Say what you want to do to help. They will take a message and get back to you or not. But they will definitely try to take a message. I've been told by Sean Groden that they need to process aid requests. So they're accepting calls.
And just one other thing for you. Our Paul Smart is out in, he just called from Ashland and Wyndham before that. He's trying to head to Lexington now, so we might get some more reportage from there or something. You keep listening, or we'll keep posting the files, too, when people call in, so you can listen, or folks can listen online if they have internet capability. You guys got Ann Forbes Cooper and Richard Roth are here with me. Do you have any other questions for Julia?
Just keep up the good work. You're doing a fantastic job.
Yes. I can't tell you how many people have told us that the Watershed Post is their source for everything that's going on here.
Well, it's running on this amazing outpouring of free labor from volunteers throughout the region, people as far away as Seattle who are manning our live blog, who are helping us edit things, who are helping get in touch with each other. It's incredible. I've never seen mobilization on this scale in my journalistic career, and I am so grateful and humbled. And let's fix it, guys. Let's do it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Julia Reichel from the Watershed Post, for joining us. I know you're quite busy. You're probably going to be on CNN in a few minutes or something, right?
I'm going to be on WNYC in about a minute. But not CNN. That was Alyssa. She gets all the fun.
So we'll let you go. But thank you again for all your hard work.
Thank you so much. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thank you.